From the WLRN studios at the Miami Herald, I'm Wilson Sayre. Miami may soon have a large pot of money to pay for infrastructure reinforcements in the face of rising seas. Thursday, in a narrow vote, the city of Miami decided to put a $400 million bond question to the voters in November. Last year, the city commission voted down Mayor Tomas Regalada's proposed bond plan. Commissioner Ken Russell was one of those no votes. He told the mayor to get more public input on how to use the money generated through the bonds. But he was one of the bond's champions in a long and contentious committee meeting Thursday.
There are funds available for this exact purpose, to do big, city-changing, life-changing, shoring up of our resilience. That is what a bond is for. That is what our job is to do.
At the insistence of Commissioner Keon Hardiman, more funds were added for affordable housing and economic development and for parks and cultural facilities. Those additional millions made the decision a tough one for Commissioner Willie Gort. But last minute, he added his support to put the measure on the ballot.
Look, you want to give it to the voters? I'll vote for it. Let the voters do it. Is that what you guys want to do?
Current plans include $192 million for sea level rise mitigation, $78 million for parks and cultural facilities, and $23 million for road improvements. On November 7th, voters will have to decide if they will accept the responsibility to pay for these long-term goals. I'm Wilson Sayre in Miami.